All right, everyone. Welcome to the Hot Widows Club podcast. My name is Crystal, and I'm the Hot Widow of Eric. And with me tonight, as usual, I have the very attractive Hot Widow of Ross, and her name is Allie.
Hi.
So we're trying something a little bit different tonight because as we talk a little bit more, you guys will learn about real life widowhood is that we are unable to be in our studio because our life is absolutely freaking chaotic. So we are doing some remote recordings this evening.
Sure, Mike, you'll hear my kids.
Yes, at some point you may hear Kevin scratching at the door. You all recall Kevin the asshole dog. One of my three children, their fingers may come underneath my door. Mom, we need you. Benny peed on the toilet seat. Which is just a day in the life in the Hot Widows Club podcast.
That's right.
What's your guess on the first thing your boys are going to say?
I need a snack. I need something food related, I'm guessing.
I feel those kids.
I already wiped both of their butts. They both pooped already, so can't
you
be mad.
You should put some shit in their pocket, some candy or something.
They do have some snacks, ones they can't choke on because they're in the other room.
Uh-huh.
But I just know it's coming. More snacks.
Yeah, I totally get that. So, widow friends, widow, non-widow friends, the holidays are here, and I'm sure, like us, you all are feeling the stress and the pressures of the holidays and trying to figure out what can I control, what can I not control, how do I get through, and I think that's what tonight's episode is about, is understanding that, you know, we don't have that control, but we are in control of ourselves, and we're in control of our response, and we're in control of the way that we act and what we do. And so I think that's what's most important to me to talk about tonight. And I also want to talk about someone who made a comment about one of these Hot Widows looking tired. And I want to just talk about that and how that can make you feel when you are fucking tired. All the time.
Yeah. Like
every day, nonstop. So, Allie, let's start with, I think I want to hear what's going on in your life. So, fire away. Are you wearing three shirts? How many shirts you got on?
One and a bra. what's going on in my life? What's not going on? Well, work is really crazy this time of year. Year end. There's a lot of deadlines. I'm feeling, honestly, Crystal, I'm feeling very overwhelmed. I have never been this far behind on Christmas, like decorations. Like it's so right now we're recording on December 12th. I believe this will come out in 2 days. And I have never been this far behind. I just feel like I'm drowning, to be perfectly honest. And there's also like a ton of holiday parties that we got invited to this weekend. And I just feel like I don't want to go to any of them. I feel like I'm pushing people away and I'm not trying to. It's just that I feel overwhelmed. Like, so all of those people that are in my life that I care about and you're reaching out to me and you want to do something to help or you want to get together, I am just trying the best I can. It's not because I don't want to see you or I don't love you or I don't care about all of you. It's just I'm feeling super overwhelmed. And so by the end of the night, as you all know, I usually text late at night. I have not been doing that because I've been so exhausted. Just, which goes back to Crystal's comment about someone told me the other day that I look tired and that I look run down, and they've noticed that lately I've been looking that way. And it just has made me honestly feel like shit. I haven't been able to forget about that comment. And I told Crystal about it. And I
offered a crotch punch. Let's start with that.
So now I feel less confident. Like, I feel like I look bad all the time now.
You don't. Why are you letting one person manifest your life, Allie? You're you're in control of this.
I know. I absolutely agree with you. I'm trying not to let it bother me. It bothered me for a couple days, but it's really, it is what it is. Like, we're recording over the internet right now. We're not in studio. I mean, it just goes to show our lives right now are just hectic and overwhelming. And I know yours is exactly the same. So I don't want to sit over here complaining, because I know a lot of our listeners are going through the exact same thing. This time of year is just, there's so much going on. There's parties and there's prepping for the holidays and there's, you know, thinking about a new year is upon us almost, mm-hmm. like 3 weeks. And we're all having to get together with family and friends. And sometimes that's hard. It's hard to do all of that.
It's so hard.
It's emotionally draining. It's physically draining. We're all cooking meals. I mean, I'm not personally, but I know a lot of people are.
We know you're not. I cooked for Allie last night. She tends to come over on Sunday nights a lot of times if she can, at least stop by for a little bit. And she said, hey, is it okay if we still stop by? And I said, yeah, of course. I'm just prepping your snacks for you. I love cooking for Allie and her family.
Yeah, you're the best. She made us, can you guys guess what she made? Dun, dun, dun. Soup.
I didn't even connect the dots.
And not only soup, it was like fart soup. Like, you fart.
So it's full of, sauerkraut. And so my kids and I have always called it fart soup. So watch out, listeners. Many of our listeners have been personally victimized by my fart soup, so they know. Oh my gosh, Allie. Allie, I think all of our listeners are going through something, whether you're a widow, you're a spouse, you're a friend. It doesn't matter who you are.
This daughter, son. Yeah. It's just, well, everybody.
Right. And it's tough. It's challenging. And, you know, when I talk about being in control and what are you in control of, you know, the only thing you're in control of is you and your response. And this week, you know, I've had a lot of people like, hey, let's do this and let's do that. Or, you know, can we try this or let's go here. And I can only give so much of my time. Mm-hmm. And in that time frame, I also have 3 little kids that I have to give this time to. And I exhausted myself this weekend by trying to commit to, like, yeah, I can take you here and yeah, I can take you there and I can do this and I can do that. And I was a piece of crap mom because Violet's sick and I haven't been able to take care of her because I'm busy running her sister and brother around. And oh, yeah, I can take care of this at work. And oh, yeah, I can go here with my friend or whatever. And you just can't do it all. And I think to myself, like, why do I put myself through that? I'm in control of saying no. So tonight I had a sweet friend reach out and she said, thanks for sharing your podcast with me. I shared it with someone else. Are you interested in meeting another widow? And normally I would be like, yeah, sure, let's do this. But I said, I'm busy right now, but sometime in January is going to be best. And her response was, absolutely, that sounds perfect. Oh. And I was really proud of myself for taking that step and saying, okay, I can't do everything now. I can't be anything more to anyone else right now.
Right. You gave me that same advice too. Well, you tell me that all the time.
Did it help?
Like, yeah. I think like this weekend, I just can't go to all of these functions. It's too much. And I'm hoping that those that are listening understand, at least that are close to me, that I'm honestly just trying the best I can. And I don't want to ever lose relationships or friends over just my life. So I hope that you all understand and that we can get together in January, February, when there's not a lot going on. And it's just as hard because, you know, you're stuck inside.
Right. Those of you who are widows, widowers listening in, you know, the holidays are especially hard because you're missing your person so much. And it's a tough time because you go through all of these feelings and emotions with every single memory. You know, we talked about like, what's your favorite memory of your spouse? Well, as it gets closer to Christmas, I couldn't remember them as much, you know, a week ago, even this weekend, Allie said, hey, you know, we need to post that. What's your favorite memory with Eric? And I'm like, okay, what is it? What is it? And as I'm going through each event, I'm remembering something about Eric and something about how he's shaped who I am. And so it's not just about navigating you and your family, but it's about navigating your husband's family too. And so Allie and I are blessed to have good relationships with our in-laws, and that's a good place for us, but not everyone has that. And it's a really stressful moment if you don't have that relationship with your in-laws, or there's some struggle there with those who are moving forward in different ways and trying different things. But I think it's most important to understand that this is your journey. This is your life. And what happens in between is noise, and it interrupts your journey and it affects your journey, but it doesn't define who you are and how you respond on your journey and your level of comfort and how you are in control of how you say yes and no and how you devote your time and stand up for what's best. And I think that's super important this time of year, because if you don't, the noise will take over.
Yeah, I'm feeling like also for those that have never or haven't grieved to the level that we have, or those that are grieving, we can all kind of agree that grief takes a lot of your energy, especially the holidays when grief tends to increase or the memories tend to increase. And you're sitting at a table usually, you know, with family or friends, or you're at a social event with family and friends, and you feel that the absence of the person that you love more. That grief is so exhausting. It's just on top of everything else, I just feel more exhausted when I'm grieving. And also we're lacking sunshine. I'm like,
yeah,
we need sunshine in our life. Nebraska. Yeah.
It sucks the life out of you, Allie, when you talk about like missing your person at these events and these commitments during the holidays. It literally cripples you in some ways. Like, you may look fine on the exterior, and yeah, we're adults, so we can behave and respond, but it
exhausts you. Or we have a smile on our face.
Exactly. And we're pretending, and you know what, we're laughing and we're smiling, and you get in the car and that smile just instantly goes to a frown. For me,
yes.
It goes to a frown and a straight up stare. And I'm just dead. I truly feel dead inside. And I've pretended like, I'm okay. Yep. You know, just moving forward. And me and I miss Eric. And the kids and I are just getting through. And I get in the car and I'm just fucking numb.
Yes. I feel the exact same way. Whenever I get in the car, it's like I had been holding it all together, and then I get in the car and it's like this relief, but it's a painful relief because you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I tend to cry the most in the car after events or after, like, cause that's when you're alone the most and you're like mind, just, you're able to think.
No, I agree, Al.
Tomorrow night, I'm so thankful that Crystal is going to be my date to my work holiday party, because last year I went to my work company party. I have never felt so low in my life when I got in the car.
I bet.
I got in the car and I instantly started bawling. I couldn't drive. I was texting a coworker because I was like, I was in such a low spot. They were still at the party, so they weren't responding. So I was like, okay, I just need to drive. And so I just, for 20 minutes, just drove around and before I went home, because I was so sad. It's just so, it's so hard at events.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like work events where everybody has their spouse, everybody has a significant other, and they're all like mingling. And it's like, where is my person? So I'm so thankful Crystal's going with me tomorrow. And I just know that I won't be so sad getting in that car afterwards. And if I do, I'll have Crystal with me. So, you know, I won't feel alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that, you know, you were able to come with me. Yep. That's Kevin. That is Kevin. So I told my kids today, I saw a picture of another dog and I said, I want to get another dog. And we're so irresponsible around here. I said,
you want to get another dog?
I said it to my girls and I said, I want to get another dog. And they said, yes, let's do it. Let's go buy him right now. And I really wanted to say, okay, let's go. I didn't. I love Kevin. He's so cute and cuddly and snuggly, but I hate Kevin because he bites, he chews shit up, but he is cute.
He is cute.
And he gets static electricity when he buries himself in his blanket, and then he pops his head up and he's got static hair. It's pretty cute. It's also hard when you're, and everyone's going through this, so I definitely know it's not just us, but when you have a job with big demands at year end, and those big demands at year end make everything more complicated and more complex. And so, know if I'm ignoring you or I haven't responded to something that you need from me, it's not that I don't care. It's almost like, know that if I had a Christmas card list, you would be getting a Christmas card. But I'm not sending Christmas cards. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I can't stand to take a family photo without Eric. And there's no way in hell I'm doing it. So I did handwrite to some of my closest widow friends. If you haven't gotten it yet, you are getting it. I just mailed out the first batch last week. I'm sending out a couple more, but I can't possibly do Christmas cards for everyone.
Could you read part? Oh, you probably already mailed it. I was going to say, could you read part of the widower that you wrote?
I don't know if I can remember much of it.
Crystal read it to me before she sent it, and it was beautiful. It was poetry.
It's a note. This is just a general note that I took, you know, about general widowhood, and like, this is something that's important, that this might not be the holiday that any of us pictured and under the circumstances, but like, Eric and I created holidays. Like, we created a lifetime of holidays together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we thought we did. And so when you come into the holidays, it's not what you expected. It's not the same. It's not waking up next to your person. It's not having someone to wrap the gifts or help with everything else that you need to get done. It's not someone else to see that joy on your kid's face.
Right.
Or to help you feel warm when you're freezing all the time. And so circumstances that we created, but it's ours. It is still ours. So we get to own it, and we have to embrace that, you know, with the people that we love. We have to exist in it, and the days will pass, right? Christmas is going to come, and it's going to go, and the sun's going to go down, and the sun's going to come back up, and we get the choice of how we exist in those moments. And so that's the options that we have. So all we can really do is kill it every single day. So, you know, as humans, life happens on our journey, and the universe has plans for us. They decide what we do, and they decide how we do it. And so it is what it is. And good people get fucked lots of times, and bad people have the same circumstances. But I don't understand it. I don't know why it happened to the kids and I, and quite frankly, Eric, at, you know, the guy who didn't deserve it at all. But it happened. And so Allie posted over the weekend something on the Hot Widows Club podcast that said, I know everything happens for a reason, but fuck. Why? Right?
Right.
And so I don't know why this happened. I can't believe anyone deserved it, or there's some logical reason for it. But my hope is that whatever comes next is love and happiness and peace. And that's what I do my best to put out into the world, so that hopefully that comes back to me, and whatever happens is graceful and we can get through it. So find peace in the good things this holiday season. Find love in those good things, because there will be ups and there will be downs. But if we find the peace and the love that we get to share, and the people that we get to hold dear, That's pretty cool because they could be gone tomorrow. So love them up. That's the essence of my Christmas card without giving away too much. Allie's getting one. She has no idea what it says.
I'm excited to get it.
You should get it. I mailed it from across the street on Saturday. My mailman is, so he knows me. I don't know what his name is, but I call him the mail dude. And so I write him letters and I just write mail dude, M-A-I-L dude. And I put it in my mailbox so that he knows how much I appreciate him. Because I'm always waiting by the mailbox for my cards.
You are?
Yeah. He knows. Like, he'll see me. He'll come driving up and I come running out waiting for my mail.
Aww.
I just got so spoiled when Eric was sick of a constant barrage of people, like, wrapping their arms around us. And so now I'm spoiled by that. I get sad if I don't get letters. Try to give out, put out into the world what you give. So let's talk about a better response, because all of us look tired during the holidays.
What would you respond to me if you saw me? Because I look so tired.
Well, first of all, I don't think you look tired. So when I see you, the first thing I think of is meow. Let's start there. But if someone does, for some reason, look tired, a better response might be, hey, I know it's been really busy at work. Is everything going okay? Can I help you with anything? Or, man, I bet you're going through a lot. This is a tough time of year. Do you need anything?
Yeah, those are good responses.
What are some other responses you can think of, Al?
I mean, I think those are dead on. I just think commenting on anybody's appearance, even though it's coming from a good place, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people that are the most confident people, when you comment, is that Gus? Mm-hmm. Do you want to say hi, Gus?
Hi, buddy.
It's just, unless it's a positive comment about an appearance, just don't say it, you know?
Yeah, keep that private. There's a lot of things that happen in our lives that no one knows what's going on behind closed doors. I say it every single episode. So avoid those comments about the way anyone looks unless it's going to be positive. Like, man, you're a smoke show today. Or I love the way that shirt looks on you. Or your hair looks really pretty today. Anything positive. Even if you want to make a comment about someone's appearance. So I want to ask Allie a question that I hope she's prepared to answer. So, Allie, have you been able to listen to Christmas carols yet?
No.
What?
Yep, nope.
Still can't do it, huh?
Nope. I have no desire. And it's interesting because last year we were like belting songs at this time. This year is so different than last year even. And wow. I don't know what it is, but I have no desire to listen to Christmas music. And I used to love Christmas music.
Yeah.
Life, you know, well, you're just a different person.
Yeah. You did have a huge breakthrough.
I did. I started. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay, Allie. This is real life.
Gus, you have.
So podcast, I mean, we have to do it when real life happens and we can't get away. So this is what it's like.
Right. So Hanky, oh, here comes Hanky. I need. Oh my goodness. Christmas. Hanky has a Christmas program on Thursday. So we're going to listen to Christmas carols there because Hanky, I guess, has a role. We'll see. It's a surprise.
Yeah. I can't wait. There's that balloon.
I know. Hey, guys. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. You talk, Kristen.
Got it, Mom.
The Hot Widows Club is experiencing life. Please stand by.
So in this breakthrough that Allie had. I can't wait to share it. But she has recently begun listening to country music again. So when Allie comes back to, after wrangling those kids, we need to talk about Allie and her journey through country music. I also am listening to country music because I'm totally into Yellowstone. And so this is a new adventure for me because that was Eric's show. Eric absolutely loved Yellowstone. He watched it at night and he talked about it all the time. He's like, you got to watch this show. I love it. It's so good. And I'm like, Eric, I'm too tired. I can't possibly. Well, then after he passed away, I'm like, there is no way. I can't do this. I can't watch it. It's his show. It's his time. It's his everything. And so finally my friend convinced me to do it and I'm in love with it. So I totally understand why Eric was committed to being a Yellowstone fan. But they have absolutely amazing music. So here comes Allie back. So I'm going to ask Allie about her country music journey.
Hi. So I started listening to country music again. So Ross and I were, I will say I have always been a huge country music fan and Ross hated country music, but my favorite artist, he became a huge fan of as well, which is Eric Church. We are huge Eric Church fans. I've actually been to like 11 concerts and Ross took me to, I think, 6 of those.
Wowza.
And so I have one of Eric Church's like song quotes on our grave, like on our tombstone. So it's like, you just, there's me. So Eric Church has always been a big, big part of our lives. And I haven't been able to listen to Eric Church or country music since Ross has passed, like at all. Like I can't listen to it. But I texted Crystal the other day and I said, you're not going to believe this. Like, I started listening to country music and I don't know. I just felt the need to, and it was wonderful, but I was super, super sad afterwards. And so I haven't really listened to it since, but I did have like listen to it one whole night, which was a
Wowza.
Big, mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you. I feel like that was a sign from Ross. Like he wanted you to listen to that for some reason.
Yeah.
We may not know why now, but in a few months, maybe we'll be able to deduce that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But it was a big thing. So I was able to listen to that, just not Christmas music yet.
You know where I want to go? I want us to be able to go to... I've never been there, but I've wanted to go for so long to my friend who has a bar. It's called Buck's Bar and Grill, and they have great live country music. And oh, I'm just waiting for you to get comfortable with live music again so that we can go.
Yeah, I can't.
And you can be my date.
Yeah, I would love to be your date.
I think I'm going to have you go, and then you're just going to have to sit there and be immersed in it. And so because it's the holiday, Allie and I don't have time to do a full episode, so we wanted to spend some time talking about some really high points and how things are going. But the reality is life happens and we just haven't had the opportunity to record. So I wanted to make sure that we had a chance to tell all of our listeners how much we have enjoyed this last year and that it's been an absolutely amazing journey and some completely cathartic for us to engage in this journey. Our next episode will launch. So we'll launch an episode on the 14th and then December 28th. And then boom, here we are into 2023. So we need to work on our goals for the year. I'm still not going to meet that passport goal. I'm disappointed in myself, but I met every other goal. So that's positive. We need to start thinking about what the next year holds for us. But with this episode, we want to make sure that we're sending out the warmest and most sincere thank you and Christmas wishes to all of our listeners and all of our friends and family out there. We love you. We couldn't have done this without you. We do this every week for you. We do it for us, but Allie and I were actually supposed to record this podcast episode last Wednesday, and we got in the car to go down to our recording studio, and we just couldn't do it. We simply could not get in the car and record. We were too exhausted. We were too emotionally drained. We just had nothing left in us. And over the weekend, I had sent a message to one of my widow friends and just connecting to see how they were doing. And her response was, you know, I'm doing okay. You know, thanks for reaching out. I listen every single week to your episodes. We never miss. I appreciate everything that you do. And I sent it to Allie and I said, Allie, we have to record. We have to do something this week going into the holidays because it's a really big time for our fans. And so Allie agreed that we would try this evening. And for those of you guys who are wondering why Allie's not talking, it's because she's raising two beautiful little boys behind her. But I'm going to turn it back over to Allie, and you are definitely going to hear some kids in the background, but I know Allie is going to want to send you all a Christmas wish.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. I just said Wiener.
I get it, dude. I get it.
Oh, and Gus just hit me with the balloon. No, we don't say that. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, everybody. So thankful for all you guys. Okay. I'm so thankful for all of you guys. And I know that the holidays are hard, especially those little kids.
I'm getting the benefit because I'm seeing her on video, so I see what goes on behind her. So I'm seeing all of this happening.
Gus has a punching
No, I don't.
Balloon. Yes. Anyways, I'm just thankful for all of you guys, and I'm so thankful for Crystal for taking this crazy idea I had and doing it, and
and Merry Christmas to the widowhood. We love you guys so, so much. I wish you all were seeing what Allie and I were seeing right now. Oh my gosh. All right. Signing off from the widowhood. We love you guys. Merry Christmas.